The guest of EU Radio Nantes.
Euradio Nantes, l'invité d'actu.
Euradio Nantes, l'invité d'actu.
Mr. David McCrone, you're a professor of sociology, co-founder of the Institute of Governance, fellow of the Royal Society of Edinburgh and of the British Academy, and you do research on national identity. Does a referendum mean there's an identity crisis?
You see, I don't think there's an identity crisis anywhere. I mean, it's almost as if identity matters. Of course it matters, but it is not the determining thing that makes people decide one way or another. So dual identity, having two forms of identity, is important. We are Scottish, we are British, we're European. The difficulty for the likes of the United Kingdom Independence Party, for example, is that they believe you can only be one thing. You can only be British, which in the 21st century seems to us extremely strange.
What about political identity?
Well, people vote differently. They make decisions on the basis of what is important to them at the time. They recognise that your identity is a very complex and nuanced thing. People's national identity isn't simply political. Indeed, it's cultural rather than political. People are not making a political statement simply. They are making a complicated cultural, historical, geographical statement about who they are. And the nature of the modern world is, you know, we are many things. But the more UK government forces us to choose between being British and being Scottish, people will inevitably choose to be Scottish.
So what exactly is changing at the moment in Scotland? What is different now?
Since 1999, Scotland has had a devolved parliament. As a Welsh politician once said, devolution is a process, not an event. So it didn't end in 1999. Here we are in 2015. Most people voted no in the referendum because they judged now is not the time for that. But they want a more powerful parliament than we have at the moment. So simply being forced to choose yes and no, are you in favour of independence, are you not in favour of independence, does violence to people's understanding of what there is, because there's a very important middle position, which is we want Scotland to remain part of the United Kingdom, but to have a much more powerful parliament. So the whole political debate is framed around, well, how much more political powers should a Scottish parliament have while remaining within the United Kingdom parliament? Or is it time simply for us to become an independent state, but to remain in the context of the European Union? Because the European Union is itself a confederation of states and identities. And even within those countries, there are many sub-national, sub-state identities as well. And so we have a kind of general mélange, I suppose, of discussions and debates about who we are and where we wish to go and how important European is. But the difficulty is that the UK government, a conservative right-wing government, is forcing the pace on issues of an EU referendum. And why is it doing this, what's called Brexit? Why is it doing this? For party political reasons, because it has been panicked by the growth of the United Kingdom Independence Party to its right and also right-wing support in its own party. So the present British Prime Minister, it seems to me, has opted to have a referendum for internal party political reasons. As we say, be careful what you wish for. He may not believe, really, that Britain should leave the European Union, but he could be forced into a position of having to come to terms with a vote of Britain leaving the European Union. Now, if that happened, it is highly likely that Scotland would remain in the, or vote to remain in the European Union, and England might vote to leave, which would then leave a very difficult position where Scotland is European and England is not, which would be an immediate opportunity for another referendum on Scottish independence within the European Union. They could end up in a situation of far worse than they have at the moment, or that they had a few years ago, because it's not unimaginable at all that Scotland could be independent. It's not unimaginable at all either that the UK could leave the European Union. And where would that then leave the United Kingdom? So things have moved very quickly in one of the world's oldest parliamentary democracies. In 1921, most of Ireland, which is now the Republic of Ireland, left the United Kingdom. So the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, as it is now constituted, is only 80-odd years old. So who's to say that in the next 80-odd years, Scotland will now also vote to leave the United Kingdom, and that the United Kingdom in 80-odd years' time will be a very different place than it is today.
The guest of EU Radio Nantes.
Euradio Nantes, l'invité d'actu.
Euradio Nantes, l'invité d'actu.